evening, Salimat, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, it is good to join with you all once again.
Wonderful to have you back.
I would like to begin this time by telling you all that there will be strides made in discovering what lies beneath your oceans. I have mentioned in the past that much can be taken from the seas.
Yes, that's right.
All areas of water will be included. And as humans, that interest will grow slowly, but also steadily. And mankind should be able to benefit from this knowledge.
And this is paving the way to a new form of energy, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But there will be other offshoots from this.
And the beginnings of this will take place this year, do you think?
I would say rather your next coming year.
Right.
Before it is made public.
Ah, yes.
But there are those in your world who are already aware of what can be achieved. So, my dear friends, keep this knowledge in mind.
Yes.
Also, from the beginning of your new month to come, there will be fresh sightings of terrestrials. Because it has been fairly quiet for you, I feel, in the past few years.
Yes. I was thinking that there's, in the past, there were lots of sightings, but
yes,
nobody had the sophisticated phones that we have now to capture the images.
Yes.
Can I ask if that has anything to do with the new crop circle that's just been discovered?
Yes, all of the sightings that have been before will return in greater numbers.
Oh, wow.
So that there will there be quite a few in Wiltshire?
In Wiltshire, let me see.
Is this just
that has
to be
always
confined to the UK or to Wiltshire? That's only met, or is it going to be a worldwide thing?
I will say to you, it will begin as it has done previously. But yes, that knowledge is worldwide and will continue to be worldwide, because all of humankind should know and understand yes. what is happening.
Yes, thank you.
Can we have the question from a gentleman?
I was just wondering if there would be some sightings in Wiltshire, because there often have been in
yes.
the past. Yeah.
There are definitely areas where it is much more prevalent. And yes, you have named one of these.
Sort of Silbury Hill, they sometimes
yes.
see them around there.
All of the things that have been discussed. You will be moving a little more forward in the knowledge of their existence.
Mm. Oh, that's always exciting for us, I think, to hear that. And so next month we should get some more sightings.
Yes, the beginning of your next month.
Mm.
Yes. Wow. So be vigilant, my dear friends.
Mm.
Be aware of the words I have spoken.
Mm.
And I know you do not need the proof, because you are beings of spirit.
Mm.
But there are so many who do need to have proof.
Yeah.
And it does uplift us. Well, it uplifts me anyway to hear these things as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think we're making much headway with the governments being able to openly acknowledge them, or
that may take a little longer. Mm. Yes, there is still a majority of rulers who wish to deny any sightings whatsoever.
Mm.
And in fact, in some countries, people are scolded for the knowledge they give. So, my dear friends, be pleased that you belong in a free society.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Do you have any questions this time?
I have a question. In the past, Salumet, you said UFOs and aliens will come forward more
yes.
and make themselves known to us.
Yes.
Is that so? Next month, is that more significant, as in that's going to be the start of it?
It is the beginning of letting you know that of their existence.
Okay.
Yes, it is. When I gave you that information, much had already occurred in your world. But now the time has been reached when mankind really must open up, not only to other beings, but of course to their own spiritual energies.
That's exciting. Thank you.
We can spread the word on Facebook to keep an eye out in July, early July.
Yes. Mm. Yes. We will try to encourage people to be honest, and of course, as you know full well, there are always those who wish to be disruptive.
Mm-hmm.
Who wish to make some fun of what is quite a serious topic.
Mm-hmm.
So you must begin to find out those people who are not genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And also, I think some people behave like that because they're of ignorance, because they
are
just
afraid.
Don't know, and they're not willing to take in the information. So, yeah, they definitely need some help to be more open-minded.
Yes. But they cannot keep it down for too long, because truth will always come out, and those who are believers will help to go forward and help these people, whether it is fear or whether it is just to be disruptive. We hope that they can be influenced for good.
Thank you for those, that information. It does feel like we're really getting somewhere.
Yes, of course, as I have always said to you, the word is patience. It is natural for you humans, I know, to be a little excitable, but really you must go slowly.
I was going to ask, because you have said in the past that through meditation we can access the knowledge that's within, deep within us.
Yes.
And when we return to spirit world, that accessibility gets an awful lot easier.
Yes.
Because, it's just easier. My question was that, do people meditate in spirit world in the same way as here, or is it not necessary?
It is not necessary. They already have returned to all of the gifts that they have. There is no need to think about anything. It is natural.
It just comes to
them.
Yes. That's interesting.
Yes. Whether you believe it or not, and there are so many still who do not believe.
Yes.
Whether they believe or not, it will happen. In the same way as those people you help with your healing and with your rescues, they just need a little guidance.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Because I don't think that question had ever been addressed about meditation and spirit world. That's just... Yes, thank you for that. That's
yes.
Useful. Yeah.
That is not to say they are not continually learning. But basically all of those gifts are with them as soon as they come home to spirit.
I suppose in spirit world people go to places of quiet contemplation.
Yes. So there are many temples and
yes.
religious places if that's what people desire.
Yes.
But that remains only for a short time.
Right.
But if that is their desire, then that is what it must be.
Right. Okay. Yes, thank you.
You want to be... Yeah, I will have your question.
I was thinking about Hitler and you saying how he was going to have a long time in his own darkness. And I was wondering, could another aspect of him be coming back to this planet whilst he's in that darkness?
No. The plain and truthful answer is no, he would not return whilst he remained in that negative state. Firstly,
not even another aspect of him?
No, not while there is an aspect that is in that state. That would not happen. Yes. I'm afraid people...
time-lapse is a little strange this evening with the computer, so sorry to interrupt you.
No, don't worry, my dear friend. That is okay.
Anyway, thank you for your answer.
I would just like to say about the people like the gentleman you have mentioned, when you speak of aspects of spirit, yes, there are many aspects, but to be a whole, to be whole in spirit, you must forgive yourself also, as well as being helped by others. This gentleman has so much to give back that it will take quite a long time for him to realize what a harm he has done to other human beings. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Could I ask...
It's okay, you can.
Could I ask about the crop circles and how, for people who can't get there, can they benefit from them? Because I understand there's something coded in the in the geometrics. And
yes, if you, this is a perfectly good way, is to meditate deeply and to see in the mind's eye the crop circle. And you will find that the energies will start to blend. Mm. And you should be able to be aware of them without actually physically being there. Mm. It is a case of the spirit and the knowledge of the spirit that allows this to happen.
Mm. Thank you.
Is that helpful to
yes,
you?
Yes, thank you.
It is good to be able to answer a few of your questions. Because, my dear friends, although we have been together for some earthly time, you do tend to forget sometimes what I have said, and it is always good to be able to reiterate the words. Mm-hmm. Are there more questions, please?
Is there anything else you could tell us about colour? That we've had a couple of meditations and things on colour, but is there anything else you could relay?
In what aspect to the colours? Colour is just energies that have, if we talk about block colour, one colour, that is easy to visualise. Mm. Visualisation and meditation will bring you all the colours that are available. But what I will say about colours is that when you return home to spirit, the colours are so much more beautiful. There will be colours that you are not aware of on the earth plane. And all of these colours have some significance with the energy of your bodies. And I am sure, and I have heard you discuss what each colour does. So there really is no new information on colour, only that if you wish to explore it further, then please do meditate when you can. And the colours will naturally be drawn to you, the colours that are needed, if you are using them for healing or whatever. You should be able to blend with all colours. You understand?
I was just looking at all the trees when I was in the park earlier, Sanamet, all the different shades of green,
yes,
thinking how amazing they look. So to think that there's more beautiful colours in spirit than that, yes. Because it is so beautiful.
It is, yeah. And have you wondered why there is so much greenery on your planet?
Because it's healing colour.
It is a healing colour.
Yeah.
So therefore, the more you can absorb, and that is what you do, my dear friends, when you step outside and you see a beautiful tree full of greenery, then you can take it within yourselves. You can breathe in the energy. So there is much to say about colours on the earth. And it is wise that, as I know you do, think about these things.
Yes.
There was one that came through last week, Sunnymet, through me, who said that our bond, our in our group, the joining colour was yellow. Is that correct?
Yes, I would say yellow was used mainly as friendship. It is a colour of friendship. Yes.
Oh, right. Thank you.
So that is why you would have the bond within the group.
Yes. Thank you.
And do you realise, and I know I have spoken of this quite some time ago, that each day, my dear friends, you choose colours which resonate with your spirit. So if you wear lots of green colours, and blue is another healing colour, you are taking in those energies automatically without even the thought of them.
Interesting.
It's no coincidence, I don't think, that as the planet's evolving, I think men's clothing has changed a bit in my lifetime, that they're beginning to, for a while it was all greys and blacks and dark blues, but now men are beginning to wear bright pinks and more colour, brighter colours.
Yes, that is true. Make yourselves more colourful. Yes. It's the same if you...
It's just been a phase in the UK, because if you look back into the 1700s, the men wore quite flamboyant clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true, actually, yeah. That sort of...
Colour has always existed on your planet. So it is not too amazing to see that women and men both choose colours that their energy pulls to them. Yes. Yes, but I hope that you will never see brighter colours than what you will see when you return home to spirit.
That's amazing.
The beauty is wonderful, and even the waterfalls in our world are just full of colour. Healing colour. Yes.
Something to look forward to.
Yes.
I expect the same goes for sound. I should imagine the sounds are very, are much more beautiful.
Everything is more beautiful because the energy is spiritual energy and not physical human energy. So the eyes that see here are very dim to what they will be when you return home.
Yeah, when the weather permits, we go and meditate outside.
Yes.
And there is this one bird. I only hear it when I'm sort of getting deeper in meditation, and I try to keep a mental note to try to look after that bird afterwards. I never hear it any other time than that one.
No, because it is one of your helpers.
Right.
It is a bird helper who has transmuted from a helper in spirit. So the bird will always be with you in deep meditation. Do not try too hard to find what it is all about.
Right.
Accept it, and my dear friend, you will grow and grow and grow, because you are having angelic help.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, yeah. Like the other day as well, Paul was up on a very tall tree and getting to a place where he was getting a bit uncomfortable. I could feel it. But then suddenly all the birds around started to gather around him above his head and turn around in circle.
Yes.
All the way until the time he's just stepped down a couple of steps and where he felt secure, and they all dashed away, just like...
Yes.
It was amazing. It was really amazing.
And it is very apt that you are beginning to recognize all of these happenings, because you are spirit, my dear friends. And I can see you evolving. The more that we talk, the more that we meet in this group. Because I know you are passing on spiritual knowledge, which can only grow in others. But you are all well protected, if you so desire.
Yes. Yes,
but you have to have the desire to experience these many things. No.
I was going to ask about mediumship, Salimet, because Gray and I have wondered whether to try at home. Would we be protected?
You would need to protect yourselves.
Right.
You are protected here because it is something that is and has been said for many years.
Mm.
So we naturally give protection to you when in this room. But be careful when you begin to do this that you do not open a door and leave it open.
Right.
You must protect yourselves first. That is not to say that everything is not good. It is just a precaution. Because in spirit we also have excitable people.
Yes.
Who do their best to come forward. You understand?
Yes.
So yes, of course. If that is what you wish to do, then any meditation and development of... I do not like to say development of mediumship, because you are all already mediums.
Mm-hmm.
After all, what is a medium? Mm-hmm. Only someone who can make connection with spirit. So you understand that?
Yes.
You are already mediums.
Mm.
It just needs to be helped along the way to become more accurate.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes.
We wanted to try some mind projection exercises, because the mind projection is where two minds link.
Yes.
As I understand it.
Yes.
And we had the idea about sending colours to each other.
Yes, that is perfectly good.
But the problem is that I cannot see colours in my mind very easily. I've asked him for help with that, and I'm trying to do exercises in meditation. I've just started on that.
Right. you just have to keep going forward.
Yes.
It will come.
Yes.
But again, here comes my favourite word for you human. Patience.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will not happen overnight.
No.
Unless you have come to this lifetime with your gifts ready to be used.
Yes.
And that happens often.
I didn't realise that I was different from other people, because everybody I speak to, I say, can you see red in your mind? Oh yes, that's easy.
Yes.
I can't, I just see dark grey or black. I can't see any colours in my mind. So I realised then that I have got something I've got to work on.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
It just takes
patience. Yes.
Even if you cannot see it in your mind.
Yes.
Just take an article like, what shall we say, something bright, like an orange.
Right.
It may be a fleeting thing.
Yes.
But you could concentrate on things like that. You don't have to have a full-blown vision of it in your mind to begin with.
I know that Boniol, when he came and gave us advice about mind projection, said that part of the process is to be able to actually see in crystal clarity in your mind what you want to project.
Yes. Oh, yes, well, of course, the mind is everything, as you know. Once you take command of your mind, all spiritual aspects of yourself come to the surface.
Yes.
Yes.
Would it also be relevant to try and send words, like you could name the colours, like green? Would that be irrelevant for my projection as well?
Anything can be projected.
Anything like that can be used. So that could be a lovely exercise.
Yes.
Thank you. That's really good.
Good. Now, my dear friends, I feel we've spoken and connected once again. I would just like to end by saying there is much upheaval again in your world. But once again, I say to you, it is transient. Do not let it make you live in fear. Accept what is happening around your world and do the best that you can to help others.
Yeah, and the world needs a big change, and it's on the way.
You only need, and that is a word, this word can be used for mind projection, that is love and peace.
Yes.
Project those two words every day of your waking hours, and you would see quite some difference.
Will do.
Now, my dear friends, I take my leave. I'm grateful for your presence and your love, which is felt by many in spirit. All the help and goodness you bring. So, until we meet next time, I will say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I love this with you.